grateful, amazed at what you've done. My finest efforts all fill me rags, but I'm made righteous by trusting in the Son. I have got riches at Christ's expense. I'm grateful, amazed at what you've done. My finest efforts all fill me rags, but I'm made righteous by trusting in
you have planned. How beautiful the grace you give to us. All that we don't deserve, all that we cannot earn, but it is a gift of love. Your love has lifted me.
Today I was reading the story of Abraham and Sarah, and when God gives them a promise, their first reaction is they laugh it off. They say, "No, I didn't laugh." Sarah says, when God asks, "Why did you laugh?" Sarah says, "I didn't laugh." So, you know, laughing off our dreams and promises that God gives in our heart, it comes from a place of being hurt and, you know, that you don't have hope for it. But I believe God is saying the old is gone and the new has really come. And you need to not discount yourself, that your dreams are big, are supposed to be big, because they come from a God who is big. And I believe, like Sarah said, don't laugh off the things that are in your heart. Don't say these are, who's going to do this? Not me. But God has called you for this very purpose. You're not too old, you're not too young to believe in the things that God has called you to believe in. These promises are yours. You are the children of promise, as God says. So let's believe in that today.
Oh, I'm no longer a slave to fear. Oh, I am a child of God. Oh, I'm no longer, oh, I'm no longer a slave to fear. Oh, I am a child of God. Oh, with a melody, you surround me with a song.
This is the song.
A song of deliverance from my enemies, till all my fears are gone. You unravel.
Yes.
You unravel me. Surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemies, till all my fears are gone. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear.
stepping into danger. You're not stepping into danger. He gives grace. There is acceptance. Come out now. The seas are split wide open. Come walk through. The seas are split wide open. Come walk through. Walk into your promise. Walk into your promise now. Walk into your promise. Walk into your promise now. Rolling earth, shout your praise. Hearts cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord.
Sing that. Let your heart and your bones sing this song.
You're Spirit, we just ask that this word will not be picked up by the birds of this air. Mm. That you will break hard ground. I know that this is there's a lot of hard ground and it needs a lot of breaking, but I know that greater is He that is in us than He that is in the world. Yes. I know that you have won the victory. And the first crack has already been given.
Yes.
You're breaking up that hard soil, that is this hard shell that has over time been built to protect this, whatever it is. But I know that you come to set us free and to give us life to all its abundance. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you.
Maybe you'd like to just sit for a minute. Yeah. As we were worshiping, I got this picture of, you may have read the story about elephants. You know, when they are young and small, they're chained by their feet to something, and the elephant tries to break the chain, but he can't at that stage because he's small. Okay? And then when he grows into a big elephant, they put the same chain. Now the elephant can easily break the chain, but in his mind, he's thinking, no, I've tried it, it's not going to happen, and he just stays chained. And so I feel the same thing, that it's the lie of the enemy that your chain and your bondage cannot be broken. Amen? It's not true. Without Christ, it could not be broken. But in Christ, all things are possible. Amen? So I just want to say, you know, it's a lie of the enemy that the chain, the bondage, the problem, the whatever it is, cannot be broken. Let's say, you know, with Christ, all things are possible. Amen? Let's do that. Amen.